see the nest as not empty, but having changed. And we are still living there, so therefore it's not empty.
You introduce us to a concept of a phase in life called the shift. And can you explain that term?
Sure, I can. The shift would be, it's the beginning as we begin to feel pangs of what life will be like when the children leave, whether it's to college, to military, wherever their next steps are after high school. And one begins to really feel that as they become more autonomous. So as they get their driver's license, they're home less, they need you less for driving, they're having dinner with their friends instead of you. So one is really feeling that shift, that change. And it is profound, but it happens some initially very subtly, but it impacts every aspect of one's life, from their friends to their family to their relationship with their children, their colleagues, their work.
So that first stage of that phase is anticipation, anxiety. You tell a wonderful story about a young woman on her way home from the hospital in the car with her husband holding her newborn, and she starts to cry, and the husband says, "What's the matter?" And she says, "He's going to go to college." I guess that's an extreme case of anxiety. What are the other stages, though?
Well, I look at it in three stages. One you just named was anxiety, launching, and resolution. And so let's look at anticipation, which is the first stage that you mentioned. And anticipation would be as your children get a little more independent, as we just briefly spoke about. And it might be applying to colleges. It might be looking for colleges. It might be visiting colleges, all of these kind of things that are previews to what life will be like. The launching phase is when we actually help them move out, whether it's moving into college, moving on to their next stage of life. And that's much more of a physical kind of punctuation, if you will. And then that resolution stage, which is the last stage, which also is, I would say this comes very gradually. It's not like turning on and off a light switch. So it's when you've come to a new rhythm in your life and you see a new landscape and your nest has been refeathered. But that nest is constant. That shift, one has to remember, is constant. Hopefully we don't stay stagnant. We're constantly moving and constantly growing and evolving.
And what we're talking about here is not just a maternal experience. I mean, men go through this as well.
Yes, they do. And that's a really common and very good question, because men parent very differently than perhaps our parents did and generations beforehand. You know, men are seen on the sidelines of many football games or sports games of their children, or theater, you know, watching their children on stage. They're much, much more involved than I think many parents were in post generations. So they're going to feel this a little more keenly. Often there, and also there's the stay-at-home dad who might feel this equally as acutely as the stay-at-home mom. It really depends on which parent is kind of front and center for the administrative and the day-in, day-out kind of scheduling for their children.
If my child is getting set to leave for college in September, what kind of work should I be doing with myself right now and with the parent-child relationship?
With yourself is hold on tight. It's going to be a roller coaster. You know, you're going to have a lot of feelings. You're going to have excitement, probably some anxiety and some sadness because there's a real loss here. There's the anxiety of the unknown and really saying, you know what, this is how I'm supposed to feel. So kind of expect the unexpected. And with your young adult who is being launched, expect that they too are going to share some of that ambivalence, some of those feelings of excitement and fear of the unknown. Talking about it is okay. Listening is really, really good. And knowing that we have to let go a little bit and we have to parent differently than we did. So really being mindful about the way in which we parent.
I came away with the feeling that this evolving nest is a good place to be. The kids are gone, just you and your spouse. You trade in the minivan, you get the Mustang convertible. But there's a disturbing new trend in our society where the kids, the adult kids, are showing up at the front door with no job or a job that pays little money, and they're just, you know, drowning in the student debt. So it's like, oh, can I move back into my room? Should we, as parents, put a time frame on allowing them to come back and say, okay, for 2 years you can come home, but then you've got to be out again?
They are called the boomerang kids, the boomerang generation. And these are the children who, because the job market has been so tough and because the cost of living is very expensive, have not allowed our young adults sometimes to live as independently. You bring up, Bill, a good point, and that is, do you put parameters on this? And the answer is absolutely. To be very clear what your expectations are when your young adult is at home, and what are you expecting them to do around the house, or how are you expecting them to contribute, both time-wise and or financially, and what the parameters are in terms of going out. Are they staying out all hours of the night, and are you staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning waiting for them to, you know, to hear the door close and lock? So really, you and if you're married, you and your spouse have to be very clear on what you want this time to look like and what parameters are for your young adult.